Jeremiah chapter 30. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, when he said, Thus speaks Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, saying, Write yourself down all the words that I have spoken to you in a scroll. For the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yehuda, says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their forefathers, and they will repossess it. And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yahweh, We've heard a sound of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask yourself now, and see whether a man does travail with child. For what reason do I see every man with his hands upon his loins like a woman in travail, and all faces turned to paleness? Woe! For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. For it will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and strangers will no longer serve themselves through him. But they will serve Yahweh their Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. For this reason fear not, O my servant Jacob, says Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for I will save you from a distance, and I will save your descendants from the land of their captivity, and Jacob will return, and will be in rest and quiet, and no one will make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you. And though I make a full end of all the nations to where I have scattered you, still I will not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure, and will not leave you altogether unpunished. For thus says Yahweh, Your bruise is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There was no one to plead your cause, so that you can be bound up and bandaged. You've no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, and with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Why do you cry out for your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity. Your sins were increased, and I have done these things to you. Therefore all they who devour you will be devoured, and all of your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity, and they who spoil you, plunder you, will be a plunder and a spoil themselves, and all who prey upon you will I give for a prey. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you from your wounds, says Yahweh, because they call you an outcast, when they said, This is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Thus says Yahweh, Look, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy upon his dwelling places, and the city will be rebuilt upon her own heap, and the palace will remain after the manner of this. And out of them will proceed thanksgiving, and the sound of those who make merry, and I will multiply them, and will not be few. I will also honor them, and they will not be small. Their children also will be like they were in times past, and their congregation will be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. And their nobles will be of themselves, and their governor will proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he will approach me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach to me, says Yahweh? And you will be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Behold, the whirlwind of Yahweh goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall with pain on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. And in the latter days will you consider it. End of chapter.